The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Bob Burney Live.
Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
Folks, I have to do this about, I don't know, once every 2 weeks. Wish I didn't have to, but I do. And that is to remind you, check out things before you forward them on social media. Just take a minute or two and check things out. And if you're not certain about it, don't forward them. Don't share them. Don't forward them. Here's the latest example. Dear friend of mine on Facebook posted a story from the Babylon Bee. Okay, now, since satire is one of my love languages, Joy and I both love satire. We do. It's just kind of one of our love languages, and I love good parody. I love good satire. We used to do parodies on this program all the time. In fact, I need to dig some of those out and start replaying them. It's been years since we played any of them, and most of you have never heard the parodies we used to do. So maybe I'll do that. Maybe I'll dig up some of the old parodies and start playing them occasionally. But the Babylon Bee is a Christian parody site, satire. There's not one single thing on the Babylon Bee that is true. But in order for it to be good satire, it has to sound as if it could be true. Are you with me? It's not really good satire. It's not really good parody unless it sounds like it could be true. And for instance, we did a parody several years ago about a brand new denomination called the Ellipsopalians. Yeah, because I don't remember which denomination it was. One of the mainline Protestant denominations did an entire campaign on the ellipsis, you know, the three little dots. And it says, God still speaks, dot, dot, dot. And that was going to be the campaign that stopped their decline, stopped their dying and their death. God still speaks. And they spent hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars to develop this slick PR campaign around the ellipsis. And so we did a parody on Ellipsopalians. Anyway, the Babylon Bee is a parody site. It's a satire site. But things are so crazy that many of the stories they post sure sound like they could be true, but they're not. They're parody. Here's the story that's all over the internet today. Southern Baptist Convention removes Southern from name. And then the story goes on. The leaders of the Southern Baptist Convention, in order not to identify with the racist past of the South, in order not to offend anyone, has removed the name Southern from their name. So now they are just Baptist Convention. They are not Southern Baptist Convention. And there's actually a picture of a big sign out in front, I guess, of their headquarters. And you can see where Southern was, but it's been removed. It's a parody. And yet, you should read the comments. Oh, my goodness. People are mad. People are angry. I knew they were going to do something like that. I'm never going to go to a Southern Baptist church again. I'm offended. Sin has certainly taken a seat in the convention. Would you people please realize there is nothing to distance yourself from unless you are guilty? And, I mean, people are just going on and on and on. It's a parody. It's a satire. It's not true. And it's funny. It is funny. And, by the way, if you love satire and parody, check out the Babylon Bee regularly. I think the website's BabylonBee.com or whatever. They are geniuses over there. And they have some really, really good stuff. But just remember, none of it is true. So, again, just be careful. Like this. Now, this isn't a parody. This is a real story from Forbes.com. Forbes.com. Here is the headline. Research determines protest did not cause spike in coronavirus cases. Okay, now, what were we told? We were told over and over and over again, if we don't social distance, if we don't use masks, we're going to have these terrible spikes. Spike, 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 spike. You know, if we open up too soon, if we open restaurants too soon, if we have people in large gatherings, it's going to be terrible, it's going to be awful, and so forth. Well, we had hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of thousands of people protesting in close proximity. Yelling, screaming, shouting, which spreads it, many of them without masks, no social distancing whatsoever, and they were together for endless hours and hours and hours, day after day after day after day. An absolute recipe for spreading this virus. But nobody is blaming the spike on the protests. Have you noticed that? Not Governor DeWine, not Mayor Ginther. No, nobody is blaming these spikes on the protests. So I guess it is just an absolute coincidence that within a week and a half, 2 weeks after massive, massive protests, we're having spikes in the coronavirus across the country. It's just purely a coincidence. But listen to this. Headline. Research determines protests did not cause spike in coronavirus cases. Here is the story from Forbes. Protests against systematic racism held in 300-plus U.S. cities following the death of George Floyd did not cause a significant increase in coronavirus infections. Are you listening? Are you listening? Did not cause a significant increase in coronavirus infections, according to a team of... I'm sorry. Economists. Economists! Protests against systematic racism held in 300-plus U.S. cities following the death of George Floyd did not cause a significant increase in coronavirus infections, according to a team of... economists who have published their findings in a 60-page paper released by the National Bureau of Economic Research. They're not doctors. They're not epidemiologists. They're not physicians. They're not scientists. They're economists. Key facts. Here they are. In the immediate aftermath of Floyd's death, health officials expressed great concern that protesters potentially yelling and shouting in very close proximity would quickly spread the virus, which might lead to devastating outbreaks. However, our researchers found, economists, no evidence that urban protests reignited COVID-19 case growth during the more than 3 weeks following protest onsite. No, it's just a coincidence that the spike occurred within the incubation period after the protest. What an incredible coincidence. In fact, they... This is in Forbes. I'm quoting. In fact, they determined that based on cell phone data, cities which had protests saw an increase in social distancing behavior, leading to modest evidence of a smaller, longer-run case growth decline. The study's lead author, Deval Dave of Bentley University, said, quote, "In many cities, the protests actually seemed to lead to a net increase in social distancing as more people who did not protest decided to stay off the streets." You talk about twisted, warped, crazy, loony reasoning. So we have a team of economists releasing a 60-page paper on the medical evidence concerning the current spike in coronavirus cases. Now, that is worthy of a satire site. That is worthy of a parody. Oh, my goodness. Yeah. And they derived that from cell phone data. Yeah, the spread of virus from cell phone data. Yeah, gotta love that.
Talk radio that makes a difference.
Makes a difference.
This is Bob Burney Live.
Oh, the debate is raging on Facebook over masks. If you haven't heard, Mayor Ginther issued an executive order requiring masks whenever you are in public in the city of Columbus. And Facebook is going crazy and both sides. Okay? Here's my counsel. Don't get bent out of shape. Don't get mad at other people who disagree with you. We got so much, you know, so many things trying to divide us. Don't let the stupid issue of masks divide you. If people want to wear masks, fine. And I've already said, okay, for me, I don't think it's a constitutional issue. You know, the government mandating a mask for health reasons and so forth. If you go into an intensive care unit at a hospital, now you can't, you haven't been able to visit anybody. I'm saying let's go back a year ago and somebody's really sick in the intensive care unit. You want to go visit them and they say, you got to put on gloves, you got to put on a gown, which I've done that many, many, many times through the years as a pastor. I want to go visit someone, and they say you can't visit them. You got to put on a gown, you got to wash your hands, you got to put on gloves, you got to put on a mask before you visit the patient. Not once did I ever even think about saying, "I'm sorry, that's unconstitutional. You're not going to force me." I do it, okay? I understand the constitutional question. All right, I understand that. And if you feel it's a constitutional issue and you want to refuse to wear a mask, more power to you. That's fine. I think it's dumb. I don't think it really helps from what I've read. But, you know, Joy and I have been to several stores, retailers, in the last couple of weeks, and they require a mask. Okay, well, we carry a couple masks in our car. We put them on. Hate it, but I, you know, okay. But the important thing is, don't get mad at other people. Don't argue about it. If people feel strongly, that's fine. Let them feel. That's okay. Just don't let it. Don't argue about it. And don't attack people on Facebook because they don't hold your position, whatever that position is. Okay? I saw one person, "I'm going to go to jail over this." Seriously? Really? All right. How about some really good news? We haven't had any good news for Christians out of Egypt for a long, long time. But Daryl Bach, senior research professor of New Testament at Dallas Theological Seminary, I've got several of Daryl Bach's books. Some of you may as well. He and an associate just got back from a trip to Egypt. And they're reporting that Christians in Egypt are finding things much, much better than it has been for a long, long time. Part of his report, he said, even though there's violence in some of the regions in Egypt related to the Christian church, that's a matter of just administrative realities in different parts of Egypt. But things are much better for Christians now than they have been in Egypt for a long, long time. They met with 67 Protestant Egyptian leaders who said that things have improved dramatically concerning religious liberty and freedom in Egypt. Still have a long ways to go, but that I have reported to you in the last several years many, many, many sad, tragic stories about the plight of Christians in Egypt. So that is really good news. And then I'll have to do this really quick. A Home Depot store, and I don't remember the state, and it's not that important. It wasn't Ohio. One of the workers on June 8th saw a woman come in early in the morning, and she was clearly distraught. He went up to her and asked her, "What's wrong?" She said that her pet, her dog, 13 years old, that she had loved dearly, had just passed away. And she had come to buy something to bury the dog in, but she couldn't afford a whole lot. Well, fast forward, several of the employees got together, donated their time, bought the material, and made a custom-made casket for the pet dog. And the woman burst into tears. It took them about 2 hours to do it. They just did something nice for a woman. Yeah. Things like that still do happen. Hey, have a great evening, folks, but please remember whose you are.
Listen. Think. Discern.